159, this is the sweet spot. He's David Mino, I'm Sean Bass. Ham, not playing a banger. It's fine. He can do what he wants. Ham's got his ulterior motives.
You just haven't got to this movie yet.
Who knows what they are? Well, maybe. See? He's always a couple steps ahead of us. At 2:15, Monty's going to send us some news. We'll talk a little hockey at 2:35 because the USA is about to run wild on Latvia.
Yeah.
In 10 minutes over in Italy. But right here, it's time for some sweet spot cinema. And because Justin last month did us a solid and finally got around to watching This Is Spinal Tap, the mockumentary done by Rob Reiner, RIP.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave it a passing grade, which we were pretty pleased to hear. And I feel like I needed to pay him back because even though there's been, Justin, how many? 11 of them? 10 of them? 11 of them?
10 have been released, working on 11.
Okay, that would be
11.
The Fast and Furious franchise. And I've never seen a one of them. And the first one came out back in 2001, and that was a time for me where I was in junior college, starting to work here, trying to get my life together.
Yeah.
And if you listen to the soundtrack of this movie, these were bands that I would probably go see at, like, rock festivals and mm-hmm. stuff. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Limp Bizkit was in it.
Literally, Limp Bizkit was in there. We had a Ja Rule song, and I think you had some, there was a dope track in there, I want to say. Maybe some non-point.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Very 2001.
Exactly. And if you look back, that is a cringe time for a lot of us. And there's a lot of cringe moments in this movie. Now, before we get into The Fast and the Furious, I spent about 27 minutes last night watching Fast and Furious, thinking, okay, this is the first in the series. No. This Fast and Furious was released in 2009, and I'm watching it going, okay, I mean,
a little older looking.
Clearly, Paul Walker is.
We just jump right into this thing, don't we?
And then, like, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes in, Michelle Rodriguez, who plays Letty, is just killed off. And I'm thinking to myself,
whoa.
I'm like, I'm pretty sure she's been in this, at least a number of these movies. Well, my wife walks through the room because she's actually seen a few of these, including the original, mm-hmm. The Fast and the Furious, which was released in 01. She goes, what are you watching? I'm like, oh, Fast and Furious is the first one. She goes, no, I haven't seen this one, but this is definitely not the first one. So then I start looking online, and I'll be damned, because you can't find this series streaming anywhere right now, at least the ones I wanted to watch. I plopped down $3.99 on Amazon to watch Fast and Furious, which I still have, like, I don't know, 16 hours or left to, like, get to that one if I want. So then I have to start over, and I rent The Fast and the Furious, and
it was pretty great to see your Slack message last night. I swear to God, Fast and Furious is the fourth in the franchise. I'm like half an hour in. Now I got to start over with the first one, The Fast and the Furious. This is so effing stupid.
Yeah, and this is 45 minutes after the first message where you said watching Fast and Furious can review it tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm like, hell yeah.
Sure.
I'm down to watch this. And I'm sure you're not the first person to make this mistake. This is on the Fast franchise for having two movies with basically the same title without the.
I read it and just thought you were like just referring to it in shorthand, not thinking about the other movie that's named that.
I wish I could have watched you watch Fast and Furious, the fourth movie, of just like, man, everybody said this is like Point Break, and
look at my notes.
I don't see it at all.
Look at my notes on my phone.
Okay.
I'm starting to take notes on.
I want
to
see this
Fast and Furious, but then I'm like, no, I had to start over. But anyway, so the original one, which,
oh, so great.
I'll say this: I've never seen this movie, but I feel like I've seen this movie. And the reason I feel like I've seen this movie is because they pretty much took the whole Point Break story and said, you know what? Instead of surfboards and beach, let's just do fast cars.
Yeah.
And, like, gangs. And that's pretty much it. It's the same template. And honestly,
yes,
as a fan of Point Break, mm-hmm. I very much enjoyed my time here. Now,
good.
I know this was a movie that lacked in maybe acting or dialogue.
A plot.
And because it was 25 years ago, it was a time and a place with music and fashion and, you know, the movie starts out with them trying to knock off, what, 18-wheelers and steal
DVD players.
DVD players and, like, TV VHS combos. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I was wondering if you, because you know where this series heads, if you're like, don't these guys end up in space at some point?
Yeah, I've always heard you joke about them flying through space, and I'm like, well, and I'll say it was a pretty elaborate bit to where they're taking their Hondas, finding an 18-wheeler, shooting a grappling hook through the window, ripping it out, shooting another grappling hook into the seat, which, by the way, the precision on that shot going 80 on the freeway is pretty
that
impressive.
That is absolute child's play compared to what they got coming up in the rest of their lives.
Sure it is, but I really like the opening chase scene with the 18-wheeler. That kind of sucked me in. And then you get Paul Walker, who...
R.I.P., the greatness
yes.
of Paul Walker.
Blonde hair, blue eyes... And he decides that he's going to, like, test out the car I suppose he built at this point. And he's just going to do it in the parking lot of Dodger Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a very famous test track, the parking lot at Dodger Stadium. In the middle of the day, like, they're going to allow him to just burn out and go 150.
See, now you're like me when I see the parking lot of Dodger Stadium. If we go to a Dodger game again,
okay.
you're going to think about the Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
Because that's in the first 5 minutes of the movie.
Well, and at the time, you didn't realize he was a member of the feds.
Yeah.
So he can do what he wants.
Right. I later learned that. But then you have Paul Walker, Brian, his character, meet Dom.
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel's yeah. character. And they meet at this, I guess, garage or bistro or something. Mia.
Bistro is a little rich. It's a pretty rundown restaurant.
Mia, the younger sister, is working behind the counter, and Paul Walker takes a shining to her, and he's getting his tuna fish sandwich. And I think we have some audio here.
Yeah, this is just a good example of very bad dialogue, which is the entire movie.
Yo! Try Fatburger from now on. You get yourself a double cheese with fries for $2.95.
I like the tuna here.
Bullshit ass. No one likes a tuna here.
Yeah, well, I do. Watch your back!
Yeah, well,
yeah, music here.
Yeah, well, I do. And then he just gets attacked.
And
from
that
the back.
Was Vince, who has a crush on Mia. Clearly, he's threatened by the very hot, blonde haired, blue eyed Brian.
Makes sense.
And, but like you said, he's a fed, so I'm he familiar. Has to try to infiltrate the gang because the feds assume that the, was it Toretto family?
Is that Toretto.
Toretto. Toretto family. They're the ones pulling the heist. Now, you have some other people or gangs that could be doing this, including the
Johnny Tran
and his... And they have
the
cars.
Asian guys.
But they also have motorcycles. They, like, pull things on
crotch
motorcycles.
Crotch rockets.
Yes, crotch rockets, for sure. And, you know, I'm following along pretty nicely. It's fine. And then they go to... A street race, which I had questions about this because street racing is very illegal. But the first, like, street race where Ja Rule is, and I think Hector's there as well.
Remember his last name? Because he doesn't.
Oh, okay.
He's like, I got a last name, but I can't remember it.
Well, anyway, so Brian tries to enter his car. Dom is like, he's like the man. Everybody loves him. And he is in a relationship with Letty, who is played by Michelle Rodriguez. And I think it's funny because, like, clearly all the ladies like Dom, and a couple go over to him before the race starts, and then Letty let him know. Go ahead and play clip one here, Ham.
Hey, Dom. How you doing?
Hey, Janelle.
Hey, Dom.
Are you doing yoga?
Yeah, this is
my bedtime. Oh, you did? Of course you did. Monica.
Ow. I smell skanks. Why don't you girls just pack it up before I leave treadmarks on your face?
Okay. Letty, I was just talking.
Yeah, whatever.
Just forced dialogue.
Before I put treadmarks on your face.
This kind of... Did you ever see the movie Hackers in the mid-90s
yeah,
with
did.
Angelina Jolie?
I
it kind
did.
Of... The dialogue and just corny plot kind of reminds me of that movie. That's all it is. But it's so great.
They smelled like skanks. What do you want her to do?
She does a...
It smells like skanks
and
treadmarks on your face.
Brian goes too hard with the NOS. He almost beats Vin Diesel in the initial race, but I guess they took a liking to him. And
well, he owed him a 10-second car.
Yeah.
That's right, because he put his car up as collateral because they were all betting $2,000, but all he had to bet was his car.
He was granny shifting and not double clutching like he should.
Right. They made that reference as well. And then they decide, hey, come over for a family dinner. Like, we're having a barbecue. And actually, no, this was a house party. This was before the barbecue. And Vince is there, and he's not very happy. And Dom gives him Vince's beer. And go ahead and play this audio, Ham.
Yo, Dom, why'd you bring the Buster here?
Because the Buster kept me out of handcuffs. He didn't just run back to the fort. The Buster brought me back.
Grabs the beer. They're staring at each other.
You can have any brew you want, as long as it's a Corona.
Thanks, man.
That's Vincey, so enjoy it.
He's wiping his on his shirt. Takes a sip. Stares at him.
Hey, bro, you got a bathroom?
You're upstairs. Just on the right.
Just... brilliant.
I mean, look, he does a good job of infiltrating the group, and the feds are sort of breathing down Brian's neck because he needs to, you know, get some dirt on who's actually pulling off these heists. But they understand that he's also taking a liking to Mia, so, you know, he's got his bosses saying, hey, let's get this done. And I guess they decide to green light going after Johnny Tran's group,
mm-hmm.
and that sort of goes sideways. They don't find too much there. And it's just, again, there's just so much ridiculous late 90s, early aughts action movie, just cookie cutter template to this story. But I found myself enjoying it because I'm a dude and cars yeah. are going fast and it's pretty kick ass.
I'm glad you watched this for the first time as a 43-year-old for me. Because I saw this, I was in seventh grade when it came out.
This was like Citizen Kane?
Sure. Yeah, I've probably seen it half a dozen times. And I watched, you know, the first 45 minutes again last night of this movie, not Fast and Furious. But it's kind of just a nostalgic thing for me. It takes me back to that time. Like, for you, does it make you feel like 19-year-old Sean again? Or do you just see this as a corny 2001 movie?
Well, okay, so musically, yes, it brings me back to that time in my life because I remember all those songs. But I remember being 19-year-old Sean who probably could have gone to see this in the theater and I saw previews and go, not for me.
Really?
And I don't know if I'm just going to go through the whole 10 or 11 film series. But I did spend the money on Fast and Furious.
You need to watch Fast and Furious.
I might do that, like, if the Maverick game really starts to suck tonight with no Cooper Flag or Luca. So
5 minutes in?
I'll give it a B+.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm going to live my life a quarter mile at a time like Dom does, but I'll give it a passing grade. I get why people love this series. Now, I found the fun fact because if you watch a movie on Amazon, if you just click on the side, sometimes they'll give you, like, factoids or...
The X-ray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And general trivia, this was late in the movie, says Mark Wahlberg, Christian Bale, Ham, and Eminem were all considered for the role of Brian O'Connor before Paul Walker was cast.
Mm.
So they could have been way better or way worse.
Nah, Paul Walker was perfect for this movie.
Christian Bale would have been strange.
He would have been too good of an actor.
Right.
I don't know if he would have continued doing all the movies.
No.
And then we'd have Paul Walker as Batman.
That's right.
Think about that. This was just the perfect casting.
Would you like that, Ham?
Would you like a blonde Batman?
Blonde locks?
Okay. No.
Sticking out of the cowl?
So,
well,
anyway.
Nine more.
Yeah.
Well,
and if you want to keep going, four. Justin has a PowerPoint slideshow he can send you.
You want to jump to five.
Well, I need to get through four first, and then we'll see. But... B+, why not?
There you go.
Yeah, turn your brain off, enjoy some kick-ass popcorn summer movie, The Fast and the Furious, 25 years later.